Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Coinbase crossed a $100 billion valuation as shares reached an all-time high, and Ripple expanded its RLUSD stablecoin alongside US and European regulatory changes. Bitcoin trading hovered between $116,000 and $123,000. Amid gamma pin anchors, retail accumulation, and a pullback linked to US inflation concerns. Coinbase shares hit nearly $399 on July 14, 2025, before closing around $394. Inclusion in the S&P 500 earlier this year has boosted institutional confidence. Analysts from Milk Road compared its growth trajectory to Amazon and Netflix, while H.C. Wainwright and 10X Research warned of a steep rally and potential overvaluation relative to fundamentals and Bitcoin itself. Ripple's RLUSD push aligned with the Fed's transition of Fedwire to ISO 22022 on July 14, enhancing cross-border settlement efficiency. RippleNet has been compliant since 2020 through its ISO membership. In Europe, Ripple Payments Europe SA obtained a Luxembourg e-money license and tapped BNY Mellon for reserves, clearing the way for RLUSD across the 30-nation single market. The US Genius Act passed the Senate in mid-June and awaits House approval to clarify US stablecoin rules. Bitcoin hit a fresh all-time high of over $123,000, thanks in part to retail wallets absorbing issuance and ETF inflows, driving market cap toward $2.4 trillion. Options on Deribit show a gamma pin at 123,000 anchoring spot prices. A swift decline to about $116,000 followed a liquidation wave just above 460 million in long positions. Analysts cite a key psychological level at $116,300 and caution ahead of core inflation data, expected around 3.0% year over year. Token launches and token generation events stayed lively. Pump.fund's Pump token debuted with a fully diluted valuation near $5.6 billion and saw 34 million in 3-hour volume before a 7% dip. The Pudgy Penguin's Pengu meme coin doubled in value amid filing news for an ETF. Binance Wallet rolled out a bonding curve model in partnership with 4.meme for curated launches, a shift from Solana's open pump.fun approach. Project X promises a fresh DeFi experience on HyperEVM, focusing on lower fees and a point system for liquidity, aiming to engage users like navigating the first dungeon of The Legend of Zelda. Bank regulators, OCC, Fed, FDIC, issued joint crypto custody guidance defining real-time key control under existing banking rules. In Washington, Rep. Maxine Waters warned that pending Clarity and Genius Acts may weaken investor protections. In Shanghai, state experiments on stablecoins signal tiered testing under strict control, while Nigeria's EFCC chair called out corrupt politicians hiding illicit gains in crypto schemes. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.